This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Martyrs Day marked across Nepal, commemorating martyrs' sacrifices for the country and people. Ministry of Foreign Affairs unveils schedule of President Ramchandra Pardal's Japan visit beginning from coming Sunday. Home Ministry shares model of inclusive electoral management with multi-stakeholders representation. And Pakistan military raids kill 41 armed fighters in Baluchistan province. Military claims fighters were linked to India. Now the news in detail. The Martyrs' Day has been observed nationwide today by organizing several programs. The Martyrs' Day was marked by commemorating those who sacrificed their lives for the country and its people. The day is observed by remembering the struggling life and devotion of martyrs Sukradas Shastri, Dharmabhakta Mathema, Dasrath Chand and Gangalal Shrestha, as well as contributions of other martyrs to the establishment of democracy in the country. The Martyrs' Week is also observed from the 10th to the 16th of Nepali month mark every year on the initiation of the different organizations in memory of brave martyrs who sacrificed their lives against the then Khurana regime in between these dates. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Pardal has urged all to dedicate their sincere efforts towards realizing the aspiration of martyrs. In his message on the occasion of Martyrs' Day today, President Pardal wished, "May the day provide inspiration and energy to translate the dreams of martyrs who obtained martyrdom for serving the country and people." Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Kharki visited the Martyrs' Memorial at Lainchur and offered tribute to the unknown and unknown martyrs today on the last day of the Martyrs' Week. On the occasion, Prime Minister Kharki paid homage to honor the brave individuals who sacrificed their lives in various movements throughout the history for democracy, the nation, and the freedom on behalf of the people. A mourning procession was organized from Shanti Vatika that reached the Martyrs' Park in Lainchur and transformed into a commemoration ceremony. The government declared today a public holiday on the occasion of Martyrs' Day. President Ramchandra Pardal is embarking on an official visit to Japan from February 1st to the 4th, leading a Nepali delegation. He will leave for Japan on a Nepal airline plane on February 1st at the invitation of Japanese government on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the establishment of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations. According to the Foreign Affairs Ministry, during the visit, President Pardal is scheduled to pay courtesy call on Japan's Emperor Naruhito at Tokyo-based Imperial Palace on the 3rd of February. Similarly, President Pardal and Japan's Prime Minister Takaichi Sanai will hold a meeting on the same day. President Pardal is also scheduled to participate in a meeting with Japanese business community. He will also attend a reception to be organized in his honor by Nepali Embassy in Japan. President Pardal will be accompanied by his spouse Sabita Pardal and high-level government officials. He is scheduled to return home on the 4th of February. The Ministry of Home Affairs has shared a model on how the electoral management could be made effective with multi-stakeholders' representation and engagement in order to conduct the upcoming election in a free, impartial and calm atmosphere. The subordinate bodies in districts are issued a concept of the electoral management that takes on board the political parties, civil society members and intellectuals. The model also focuses on strengthening coordination and collaboration up to the ward level to ensure a systematic election. The ministry has already written all district administration offices, instructing them to implement the approach. The National Information Commission has urged one and all to disseminate truthful and factual news related to the upcoming House of Representatives elections. The commission has urged anyone to be responsible in the flow of information to ensure that the House of Representatives elections on March 5th is free and fair. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
विदेश गए परि चिंता की ना करने
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लेने
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुहोस् त्यता चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #14#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Over 400,000 people across 12 local levels in Sarlahi district will be given medicines to prevent elephantiasis following a rise in infection in the area. The district health office Sarlahi aims to provide anti-elephantiasis drugs to a total of 430,941 people, covering about 80% of the total population in the 12 affected local levels. The Kagbeni-Muktinath road, which had been blocked since Wednesday due to heavy snowfall, has been operational since this morning. The road, which was blocked, has been reopened through the initiative of the District Administration Office and Baragung Mukti Chetra Rural Municipality. The 12-kilometer road to Muktinath was completely blocked on Tuesday night due to heavy snowfall. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Pakistan's security forces have carried out raids in the country's southwest, killing at least 41 armed fighters. The military said in a statement on Friday that the deadly encounters took place in the province of Balochistan, which has a long border with Afghanistan and has long been a base for separatist groups seeking independence from Pakistan's central government in Islamabad. According to Al Jazeera, despite incidents' proximity to the border with Afghanistan, the military statement claimed that without providing evidence that the deadly encounters involved fighters backed by India. In the first raid, at least 30 fighters were killed on the outskirts of Balochistan's Harnai district. Pakistan's Dawn newspaper quoted the military as saying, in a separate operation in Balochistan's Fanzgur district, 11 Indian-sponsored terrorists belonging to the Fitna-ul-Hindustan were killed, the military's media wing Inter-Services Public Relations said. India has yet to comment on all allegations. Iran has threatened to instantly strike U.S. bases and aircraft carriers in response to any attacks after U.S. President Donald Trump warned time was running out for Tehran to make a nuclear deal, and the European Union blacklisted its Revolutionary Guard as terrorist organization. Al Jazeera cited Iran's military spokesperson Brigadier General Mohammad Akraminia as telling state television that U.S. aircraft carriers have serious vulnerabilities and that the numerous U.S. military assets in the Gulf region are within the range of their medium-range missiles. Meanwhile, UN Chief Antonio Guterres has called for nuclear negotiations to avoid a crisis that could have devastating consequences in the region. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast fog and mist in many places of the Terai region. The high hilly and Himalayan areas of Gandaki province will generally be cloudy and the rest of the country will have partly cloudy skies. There is a possibility of light snowfall or rain at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan areas of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Martyrs Day marked across Nepal commemorating martyrs' sacrifices for the country and people. Ministry of Foreign Affairs unveils the schedule of President Ramchandra Pordil's Japan visit beginning from coming Sunday. Home Minister shares model of inclusive electoral management with multi-stakeholders representation. And Pakistan military raids kill 41 armed fighters in Balochistan province. Military claims the fighters were linked to India. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.